腓立比书
Philippians
第三章
Chapter 3。
腓立比书第三章
Philippians
十八十九节
Philippians Chapter 3 Verse 18 and 19。
因为许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌，我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪的告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的杜甫，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。
For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things.
哥罗西书第三章
Colossians chapter 3。
哥罗西书第三章第二节
Colossians chapter 3 verse 2。
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth.
约翰福音第三章
John chapter
3。 约翰福音第三章第十二节
John chapter 3 verse 12。
我对你们说地上的事你们尚且不信，若说天上的事如何能信呢？
If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?
诗篇一百三十九篇
Psalm 139。
诗篇一百三十九篇二十三二十四节
Psalm 139 verses 23 and 24。
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试念我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
刚刚读过一个圣经说，如果主讲地上的事，我们都不能信。他说，如果讲天上的事，你怎么能够信呢？
We just read from a Bible passage that if he talks of earthly things, we cannot believe.Then how can we believe in heavenly things?
我们的心思如果没有改变，我们怎么能够听得懂主要对我们讲的话？
If our minds are not renewed, how can we understand what our Lord will speak to us?
我们的心思影响我们的生活。
Our mind affects our living.
我们的想法影响我们的判断。
Our thoughts affect our discernment.
我们的意念影响我们的决定。
Our minds decide our decisions.
我们的心思意念可以使我们这个快乐安息。
Our minds and our thoughts can cause us to be peaceful and joyful.
但是我们的心思意念也是可以使我们被捆绑失去安息。
But similarly, it could also have us be bound and lost.
我们的心思意念可以使我们充满了埋怨。
Our minds and our thoughts can cause us to be full of complaints.
所以当我一直在思想的时候，我发现今天在弟兄姊妹当中，这个心思实在是一个非常大的问题。
Therefore, as I was meditating, I realized that mind is a big problem for us today.
所以我愿意再继续有点交通这方面。
That we would like to continue to share on this.
我很快的提一下我们上次交通过的。
I'll quickly mention what we have shared last time.
我们提过有几种的心思。
We mentioned that there's a lot of several kinds of mind.
虚妄的心思。
Foolish mindset.
虚妄的心思就是能够接受谎言。
A futile mindset is that you can accept lies.
因为他喜欢听这些话。
Because you like to listen to these.
明知道是谎言，他就是要接受。
Even though you know that it is a lie, you will accept it.
所以他们成为一批很会发梦的人。
So these are people who had fantasies.
根本不切实的。
they are not practical.
说他们也会去拜假神去。
They will also worship false idols.
第二个是弯曲的心思。
Second is a perverse mindset.
对的，他看为错的。
What is right, he considers wrong.
他看为错的，他看为对的。
What is wrong, he considers right.
人家对他讲真实的话，他认为人家害他。
Other people speak the truth to them, they think that they are trying to harm them.
或者别人是要在骗他。
Or others are trying to lie to them.
所以保罗讲了一个，他说这个世代是一个弯曲悖谬的世代。
So Paul mentioned that this is a wicked and perverse generation.
我们就虽然是属神的人，在这个世代里面活着，我们也影响了我们有一个弯曲悖谬的心思。
Even though we belong to God, as we live on this earth, we also be affected by this perverse generation.
世人常常看到他们心思弯曲的，但很可惜，神的儿女也不少是弯曲的。
A lot of people of this world are perverse, but unfortunately, many children of God are also perverse.
第三个，孩子的心思。
Third is childish.
长不大。
Will not mature.
所以啊，讲的东西非常肤浅。
Therefore, we speak of very shallow things.
想的东西都是外行人的。
Speak of as if we're outsiders.
然后常常都自以为是。
And we're self-centered.
第四个，宗教的心思。
The fourth is a religious mind.
因为神把一个灵在我们里面。
Because God has given us a spirit.
如果这个灵不跟神连的话，
if the spirit is not connected to God,
我们里面有个虚空。
Then there's a void from within.
所以这个虚空引发了许多宗教的活动。
Because of this void, there's a lot of religious efforts.
今天很多人来到神面前是拜拜的心态，只求平安。
A lot of people come before God today with a mindset of worshipping idols and asking for
peace. 一个心思说我做善事做好人就有好报。
A mindset that if I do good things and I be a moral person, then there will be a good thing happening.
我们喜欢做一个守规条、守律法的人。
We like to be people who follow the law.
我们不懂什么叫做心灵与诚实敬拜。
We do not understand how to worship Him in spirit and truth.
第五个，成见。偏见的心思。
Fifth is prejudice and partiality.
先入为主就把我整个脑袋充满了。
Having a fixed mentality of what we have first impression, then we're filled with that.
我们没办法接受再有不同的建议。
We cannot accept other kinds of thoughts.
我们很容易偏听一方的话，不能够看客观看事情。
We can hear from one side, but we cannot look at things objectively.
这是我上一次跟弟兄姊妹提了几个关于心思的问题。
This is what I have mentioned last time regarding the mind.
我们许多正面的话进来，我们就是接收了，是反面的解释。
There is a lot of positive words coming in, but then we view it negatively.
因为这个心思出了问题。
Because our mindset is not correct.
我继续在思想，什么让我们会有这些心思呢？
I continue to meditate upon how, why we would have these minds.
我愿先来提两三点关于这一个。
I'll mention two or three points on this.
第一个，我们放松了我们的生活。
First, we relax in our daily living.
我们读一节圣经好不好？彼得前书第一章。
We'll read a Bible verse from 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第十三节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 13.
我只读头两句哈，所以你们要约束你们的心，谨慎自守。
Only the first half. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober.
英文很清楚告诉我们说是约束你的心思。
In English, it's very clear that we need to gird up the loins of our mind.
当我们把心思放松了，你发现什么心思都进来了。
If we relax our mind, then a lot of thoughts come in.
我们的心思是游走的。
Our mind can float, drift away.
我们是常常胡思乱想。
We often think of various things.
你要当你胡思乱想，你就中了魔鬼的诡计。
When we are daydreaming, then we have fallen into the trap of the evil one.
所以彼得在这里说，你要约束你的心思。
Therefore, Peter says here that we need to gird up the loins of our mind.
你让你的心是放松的话，
if we let our minds be relaxed,
魔鬼会进来的。
The devil will come in.
我们知道犹大怎么卖耶稣的。
We know how Judas betrayed Jesus.
圣经说撒旦就把一个心思摆到他里面，他就去为着30块钱卖了耶稣。
The Bible says Satan put the thought of selling Jesus into his heart, then he for 30 coins he sold Jesus.
为什么我们有前面圣经提了这么多不同的心思？
Why are there so many different minds that's mentioned in the Bible?
就是要告诉我们说，我们如果放松了，你会掉进去的。
To warn us that if we relax, then we'll fall into this.
雅各书里面第四章第七节告诉我们，不看哈，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就逃跑离开。
James 4:7 says that we need to resist the devil and he will flee from us.
有路的。
There's a way.
我们第一个约束我们的心思。
First, gird up the loins of our heart.
然后仇敌来了，我能够抵挡他，他走。
And when the enemy comes, we resist and he will leave.
不然的话，我们逃不过前面讲的那五点，讲到我们的心思的问题。
Otherwise, we cannot escape from the five points that we have already mentioned.
我们很容易就掉进去了。
We will easily fall into that trap.
第二个
，Second,
我们最近我们那一组年轻人那一组在看哥林多前书。
In our young people group, we are studying 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
我们也可以看一下第三章第三节。
We'll read it. Chapter 3, verse 3.
他说啊，保罗说，你们人是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？
Paul here says,For you are still carnal, for where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men?
我们今天如果是属肉体的，我们心思一定出问题。
Today, if we're carnal, then our minds will be problem.
保罗在这里说，他们这个属肉体的表现乃是嫉妒纷争。
Here, Paul says that the manifestation of being carnal is that there's envy and strife.
因为他在这里主要就是我对你错。
Here, we think we're right and you're wrong.
我又看不惯你为什么比我好。
And I don't think that I don't want you to be better than me.
这都是心思来的。
This is all from the mind.
这些心思出来了，就影响了他们有嫉妒纷争。
When we have these thoughts, then we will have envy and strife.
我们最喜欢就高抬自己。
We like to lift ourselves up.
我们喜欢人家尊重。
We like others' respect.
为着自己的利益，我们充满了埋怨。
For our own rights, we are full of complaints.
我们总是觉得别人欠我的。
We always feel that others owe us something.
所有人应该对我好一点的。
Everybody should be better to me.
你知道这个，如果你再把这里读过，你就发现保罗说你们怎么还是婴孩。
If you read here, you'll realize that Paul is saying, "How are you still babes?"
因为婴孩只为自己的。
Because babies are only for themselves.
他从来没有想过别人的。
They will not think of others.
所以他充满了埋怨。
So they're full of complaints.
我们记得主耶稣要上十字架之前。
We remember before the Lord Jesus went onto the cross.
门徒们在争谁伟大。
The disciples were arguing about who is the greatest.
因为人的想法是我坐上那个位置哈，我可以呼风唤雨。
Because man's thought is that if I'm in that highest place, then I can order people around.
我要人能够听我，人家能够尊重我。
I want others to listen to me, to respect me.
这个是门徒在争谁伟大。
This is what the disciples were doing. They were arguing about who is the greatest.
这个心思啊，有时候很 creative， 很 creative 叫做什么？很有创造力，不是创造力，就是很 creative。
Their thoughts were really creative，
对吧？这个约翰、雅各把妈妈请出来了。
John and James asked their mom to come。
这个你要伟大，关你妈啥事啊
？You want to be great? What does that have to do with your mother？
哎，亲戚嘛，对吧？这个尊重长辈。
So we'll listen to the elders。
说如果你看圣经啊，那十个门都气死了。
So that if you read the Bible, you realize the other 10 disciples.
我们也想把我妈找出来，那我妈不没关系。
We also want to find our mothers to come.
你会发现哈，我们就想搞关系，我能够做到我该做的那个位置。
We want to use all we can to get into the position we think we deserve.
有时候我们没有到那个地位，我们还不显出来我们原来这么想人尊重我。
If we're not to that step yet, perhaps we will not manifest that we really want others to respect us that way.
一旦我们到了那个地位，你就发现，哦，我终于想了。
Once we get to that position, then we realize, oh, we really want this.
这个 Sherry 最近跟我提啊，这 Samuel 八岁的时候
，Sherry mentioned to me recently that when Samuel was 8，
他坐在这也没所谓啊，他根本也不知道这么小。
He doesn't even know this, so it's okay that he's sitting here.
我那是孩子出生之后，我第一次一个人出门了。
This is the first time after my child was born that I went by myself out.
我跟他说，我要出远门了。这个你是家里的长子。
I'm going on a long trip, and you are the eldest son.
你是家里的男人。
You are the man of the house.
我就把家交给你。
I will give this house to you.
那弟弟六岁嘛，对吧
？Because your younger brother is but 6 years old.
那妈妈是女人呢、啊、
？And your mother is a woman.
说你是长子，我把家交给你。
So you're the eldest son, and I'll give you the house.
那是之前一个晚上还是什么，我就交代给他了。
So the night before I gave this to him.
这个是后来 Sherry 告诉我的。
This is what Sherry told me later.
因为有人送我去机场。
Because someone sent me to the airport.
他说，当我门一关。
When I close the door,
Samuel 就跟妈说 I'm in charge now.
Samuel told his mother, I am in charge now.
这个我不知道，我根本不在家。
I did not know this, I was not home.
这个不小孩子，我跟你讲，我们很多人都差不多。
I think many of us are like this.
对吧？他也不懂得，他觉得爸爸交给我一个很大的责任。
He knows that the father has given him a great responsibility.
因为这个我是家里的年纪最大的男人。
Because I'm the oldest man in the house.
所以我有责任。
So I have responsibility.
那你要知道，他也不知道他讲这句话啥意思。
But he does not know what he's speaking of.
这个，但是你说我们都喜欢，就是说我们能够说，哎，我现在听我了。
We like to be the one in charge.
圣经里面给我们看了一些这样的例子。
In the Bible, we see some of these examples.
我们看到扫罗王。
We see King Saul.
当他没做王之前，哎，他40岁做王的。
He became king when he was 40.
他40岁之前，圣经怎么介绍？好谦虚的一个人。
Before he was 40, the Bible says that he was very humble.
他这个好人又长得高大，好人。
He was a very good person, and he was also very tall.
但是我们发现他是一个属肉体的人。
But we find out that he is someone who is carnal.
说他一坐上王位，他就要保住他的王位。
The moment he was put in the throne, he wants to keep that throne.
你在大卫上了王位之后，他都过要离开人世，他说：“主啊。”谢谢你还留我儿子继续做王，我儿子不一定做王的。
When David was king and when he was departing this earth, he thanked the Lord for keeping his son as king. He did not take that for granted.
但扫罗一做王，就跟他老大约拿单说：“那你要继续做王的哈，我们要维持我的王朝。
”When Saul became king, he told Jonathan, "You have to be king next. We need to have this dynasty."
他要一代一代下去存留，我就是第一个王，我的家族一直做王。
So throughout generations, it will always be king under the descendants of Saul.
没有人能够抢掉我的王位。
No one can usurp my throne.
他为什么不想一想是神把他摆上去的？你打下来的吗？你这个江山。
He didn't think that he is placed there by God. Why? How could he keep it himself?
说当他发现大卫原来是可以抢掉他的王位的，他就没放过大卫了。
When he found out that David could be king next, he would not let David go.
要极度纷争呢，他的想法里面，这个王位是我，你不能抢。
This is as if it's envy and strife. He thinks this is his throne, and he does not want to give it up.
我不管是不是神已经告了你，这个王位是我的。
I do not care if God has anointed you as king, this throne is mine.
我们最近我们在读列王记。
Recently we're reading the first and second kings.
耶罗伯安又是一个例子。
Jeroboam was another example.
圣经说他一个少年人。
The Bible says he was a young person.
大有才能的人。
He is full of potential.
又殷勤。
He is very diligent.
多少人想要这种人。
A lot of people like this kind of people.
能够做事的人。
He can do things.
但他一旦神把他封了做王之后。
So once God put him as king.
你要知道他哪来十个支派啊，只有两个支派没给他。
He got 10 tribes, he only did not get
他应该要很高兴，十个支派是我管的，现在只有两个支派归回大卫家管的。
He should be very happy that he got 10 out of the 12 tribes.
但是你发现他知道有个问题啊，敬拜如果还维持在耶路撒冷，我这个王位不久。
That he understands there's a problem. If the center of worship is still in Jerusalem, then I cannot keep my throne for long.
虽然我做王，这些都是耶和华神的百姓。
Even though I am king and these are all the Lord's people.
这些人都会到耶路撒冷去敬拜的。
All these people will go to Jerusalem to worship.
所以我一定要想个办法不让他们过去。
So I need to come up with a scheme so that they will not go to Jerusalem.
在他的国土里面，北边但设立一个敬拜中心，南边伯特利设立一个敬拜中心。
So in his kingdom on the northern side in Dan, he established a center of worship. In the southern part in Bethel, he also set a place.
他发现利未人根本不来。
He noticed that the Levites will not come.
因为利未人是神选出来来服侍神。
Because the Levites were chosen by God to serve God.
所以圣经告诉我们什么？他自己找人来侍奉。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that he found others to come serve.
他也自己去造金牛犊。
And he also created golden calf and
pole. 他定了很多节期。
He established many festivals.
你发现这个人没感觉的。
This person has no feeling.
因为他的心思是我要巩固我的地位。
Because his mindset is that he wants to keep his kingdom.
你读这个以色列北国的历史的时候。
When you read the history of the northern Israel kingdom,
朝代一直在变。
The dynasties keep changing.
但是这个每一个朝代里面都说没有离开耶罗波安所犯的罪。
But every single dynasty, the Bible says that they did not depart from the sin of Jeroboam.
他做了什么大错？
What is the biggest mistake?
他没有去害人。
He didn't cause others.
他只是把整个敬拜神的路把它弄错。
But he has messed up the way to worship God.
一代一代的下来都是错的。
Every generation after that was wrong.
没有人敢去把它翻转，也没有人觉得需要把它翻转。
There is no one who dared to change it, and no one thought there's a need to change it.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，我们一旦拿到地位，非常的危险。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know once we have that position, it's very dangerous.
我们拿到地位，我们就觉得我有权柄。
Once we have the position, we think we have authority.
你要知道，圣经的权柄不是地位。
We need to know from the Bible, the authority is not from
position. 圣经的权柄是生命。
The authority in the Bible is from life.
我们如果没有这个生命，有个地位又怎么样？
If we do not have the life, if we have position, what is that to us?
我们的权柄是人家尊重，看到有你的生命，才把你权柄给你的。
The authority comes from others seeing that you have the life and therefore respect and give you the authority.
不是因为我得到那个地位我就 claim 我就说我有权柄。
It's not because we get to that position so we claim we have that authority.
这是我们必须认识的。
This is something we must know.
这是我们如果有个地位我们必须知道我要有生命的。
That is, if we have the position, we need to know we need to have the
life. 弟兄姊妹也要知道的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹不能够因为某某人在地位上面有助日，以为他有权柄。
We need to know not just someone who has position, we think they have authority.
那如果不听地位的，就是我们不服权柄，没这码事。
If we do not look at position and we say we do not submit to authority,
that
is not right either.
权柄是从生命来的。
Authority comes from life.
所以我们在这些里面我们会发现只要我们所以我们说很多都没有地位嘛，我们现在在教会里面基本上是没啥地位的。
So that is why in our gathering
there is
no position.
没有说封给你一个什么地位。
We do not give titles and say you have this position.
给我们学习走生命的路。
To learn to walk the way of life.
我们求主给我们这个心思是要对的。
We ask the Lord to give us the right mind.
说主耶稣在地上当门徒在争论谁为大的时候，
When the disciples were arguing about who is the greatest,
他说谁愿为大，就做众人的用人。
Jesus said, "Who wants to be the greatest? You must be the servant of all."
谁愿为首，就做仆人。
Who wants to be the first? Then you have to be the servant.
我们一定要好好去明白什么叫做用人，什么叫做仆人。
We need to know what is servant and what is slave.
我们是要，如果主真的把你摆在那个位置上，
If the Lord really puts you in that position,
你乃是把生命供应给你在能够带领的人。
And we need to have that life to pour out to others.
没有生命供应，就是只要人听你，没这回事。
If there's no life being poured out to others, then others will not listen to you.
除非我们活在肉体里，我们就要人听了。
If we live in our flesh, then we want others to listen to us.
所以我们在这里，我们发现，我们要求主救我们脱离肉体。
So we notice that we need to ask the Lord to help us escape from our flesh.
在肉体里面，我们心思很受影响。
In our flesh, our minds are very much affected.
第三个。
Third point.
我刚刚跟弟兄姊妹读过的圣经。
We have already read this.
专以地上的事。
Be mindful of the things on earth.
你要知道这个，我们今天世人是专以地上的事为念，没变的了。
We are people. The people on the earth will be mindful of things on the earth.
很可惜的，今天神的儿女也是专以地上的事为念。
Unfortunately, people of God are also.Only mindful of things of this.
我上次也跟弟兄姊妹讲了，为什么保罗在罗马书说不要效法这个世界。
Last time we already mentioned Paul in Romans says do not conform to this world.
它是一个模子，你跳进去出来就是那个人。
It is a mold. If you go in and come out, it will be like that.
地上的人是专以地上的事为念。
People of this world is mindful of the things of this earth.
很可惜，我们也是不小心都成为一批专以地上的事为念。
Unfortunately, we also become people who are mindful of things of this earth.
我们日夜所思的都是地上的事。
Everything we think of day and night is things of this world.
地上的享受，
the,
地上的满足，
the satisfaction of this earth.
我们自己想要成为一个才子。
We want to be
a genius.
A genius.
我们想进名校，我们想找一份。进大公司找了一份很好的工作，买大房子，买名车。
We want to go to a good school, get a good job, get a good house and nice cars.
因为所有旁边的人都做同样的事。
Because that's what everyone else is doing.
所以我也要跟他们一样。
So I would like to be like them.
这个叫做成功。
This would be successful.
这个是地上的人认为的成功。
This is what the people of this world think.
我记得如果没错过去有一个这个他就很想要成功其实不止一个故事
I remember several stories that there are people who want to be successful
买了一个大房子
bought a great house
然后呢梦想中有的家具借钱买的
and to all the furniture that they wanted they would borrow money to buy them
这就是我的 dream house 我住在那里我梦想的居住的环境
This is my dream house.
你知道没多久，我忘记多久了，被裁了。
After a while, I don't remember how long this person was let go.
你知道，麻烦，因为一大堆都是借钱来买的，我忘记结果是怎么样。
This is troublesome because this person was in debt.
弟兄姊妹，我们要很小心。我们如果跟世人一样，都以地上的事为念，我们。最后非常的悲惨
Brothers and sisters we need to be careful if we are like this people of this world being mindful of things of this world then our end would be miserable
我提一两个例子在圣经里面
I'll mention a few examples from the Bible
你知道以利沙有个仆人叫基哈西
We know that Elisha had a servant called Gehazi
这个乃曼因为以利沙叫他去沐浴七次在约旦河里面好了
Naaman was being told to go bathe for himself seven times and then he was healed.
他就想送礼物给约 这个以利沙。
So he wanted to give a gift to Elisha.
但以利沙说我不受。
Elisha says no.
所以乃曼就拿一些土就回去了。
So Naaman left.
但是你发现这个仆人基哈西不行，我总要去讨一点东西。
But then Gehazi wanted to have something.
所以他是追过去，造一个谎言，就拿到礼物了。
So he pursued Naaman and then had a lie and then got the gift.
你就要知道，如果我们的心思就是地上，你受不了这个诱惑的了。
If our heart, our minds are of this world, then we cannot resist this temptation.
我们的想法只拿一点点了。
Our mindset is we will only take a little bit.
我又没有拿很多。
I didn't get all of it.
对吧？这个一点点没事。
I'll just take a little bit.
回来了。
Came back.
以利沙说，你刚刚跟那个人见面，你以为我没去吗？
Elisha says, you were meeting with that person, you think I was not there?
你看跟这些先知生活真的很累。
It's very tiring to live with these prophets.
你说你不是在家里，你怎么收去了？
Aren't you at home? How are you also there?
以利沙说，现在是去收礼物的时候吗？
Elisha says, is this the time to go get gifts?
以利沙就对基哈西说，
Elisha said to Gehazi,
乃曼的大麻风现在到你身上。
The leprosy of Naaman is now on you.
不止在你身上，在你子子孙孙的身上，直到永远。
Not just on you, but on your descendants throughout generations.
为了几件衣服。
Just for a few sets of clothes.
可能一点的金银。
Perhaps a little bit of silver and gold.
我从此我自己跟下面的全部都是大麻风。
From now on, me and all my descendants will have leprosy.
那里说当。当基哈斯离开约这个以利沙一走出去，整身长大麻风。
Then when Gehazi walked out from Elisha, then his entire body was leprous.
代价太大。
This is a great cost.
新约有一个故事叫做无知的财主。
In the New Testament, there is an example, a story called the foolish rich man.
这个财主很有很多钱，很多钱财。
This rich man was very rich.
他现有的仓房不够放了，他说我拆掉重建。
He did not have enough barn space to keep all his goods, so he would tear down and build it again.
很有计划。
He had a lot of plans.
对吧？我这个赚来，我要地方收藏，说我拆掉重建。
Because I had so much gathering, so I need to have a new barn.
后面的话出事了。
But then something happened.
他后面说，我就对我的灵魂说。我的灵魂啊，你现在就可以吃喝享受你多年的享受。
And he told his own spirit, my spirit, you can now enjoy all this.
My soul. Told my soul.
My soul.
他说我可以，你可以安安逸逸的过日子。
You can live life easily.
你知道圣经从来没应许过我们安安逸逸过日子。
Bible has never promised us a comfortable life.
你知道当我们读旧约历史的时候，
When we read the history,
神要以色列百姓这个离开埃及，
God wants his people to leave Egypt.
第一个进入就是旷野。
The first place they entered was the wilderness.
旷野给你安安逸逸的吗？
Are you comfortable in the wilderness?
旷野是训练神的百姓懂得来仰望神。
The wilderness is to train God's people to rely on him.
因为什么都没有的旷野，
Because there's nothing in the wilderness.
只有荆棘。
There's only thorns.
荆棘就是给骆驼吃的。
Thorns are food for camels.
不是给你吃的。
Not for you.
你只有仰望主，你才能够生活。
Only if you look to God, then you can live.
好了，到他们之后进去迦南地。
Once they enter into Canaan.
你说安安逸逸吗？
Or are they comfortable?
进迦南地开始征战。
Once they enter Canaan, they need to have battle.
神从来没告诉过我们你能够安安逸逸过日子的。
God has never told us that we can have a comfortable life.
所以如果我们的心是说我信耶稣就要过安安逸逸的生活。
If our mindset is that we want to believe in Jesus so we can have a comfortable life.
我跟你讲，你就你什么都没有。
Then you will have nothing.
所以你知道主怎么用这个比喻讲那个无知的财主。
So how did Jesus respond to this foolish rich man?
他说我今夜必要你的命，你这是要给谁呢？
Tonight I will have your life. What is this for?
这个
What are these things?
这个故事是说，等他都建好了，都摆进去，讲了就，我今天就要你的命。这个给谁呢？
This is after he has already built all this, and then put all the things in, and that day his life.
人死了，什么都带不走。
When man dies, nothing can he bring with him.
你有这么多又怎么样？
If you have so much, so what?
说弟兄姊妹，我们这个心思要求主给我们赶快能够变。
We have to ask the Lord to help us change our mindset quickly.
你越晚变，你越在浪费地上的时间。
The later we are changed, the more time we've wasted on this earth.
那我们圣经有没有给我们一个该有什么态度呢？
Does the Bible give us an example of the right attitude?
我们看一看雅各，新约的雅各书。
We'll turn to James.
新约的雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
十三到第十五节
，verse 13 to 15
雅各书第四章第十三到十五节
，James 4:13-15。
他说：“哈，你们有话说，今天、明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖的利。其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意。”我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。
Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that.
我们今天，我们这算是中等阶级的一批人，我们很多计划要去哪里就去哪里。
Many of us are in the middle class, and if we have plans to go somewhere, we would go somewhere.
但这段圣经告诉我们说，你如果不是来寻求主，你这些计划，你知道结果是怎么样吗？
Here it says that if we're not pursuing the Lord, if we have plans, do we know what will happen to the plans?
因为你的生命不在你手中。
Because your life is not in your hands.
他说你出现就像云雾，散了，没了。
You appear as a vapor.
所以他这里说，我们应该问主，主，如果你愿意的话 ，If you are willing, 我能够做这些事。
So here it says we need to ask the Lord, if you are willing, Lord, can we do these things?
If you are willing, 主，如果你愿意，我可以去这些地方。
If you are willing, Lord.I can go to these places.
说弟兄姊妹，圣经有告诉我们说，我们该什么态度到他面前的。
The brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us what kind of attitude we must have to come to Him.
但是我们因为喜欢安安逸逸。
But because we like a comfortable life.
那我们又得不到。
And we cannot get it.
所以我们充满了忧虑。
Therefore, we are full of anxious.
那我不去读了，马太福音第六章都讲了很多这些话。
We'll not read it in Matthew chapter 6. We know about.
他说我们忧虑什么呢？
What are we anxious about?
他说我们生命上的忧虑就是吃喝。
We are anxious about what we eat and what we drink.
我们为了身体的忧虑是什么？穿什么？
Or we are anxious of what we are going to wear.
我就加多一个，我们今天就是很担心不健康。
Or I will add one more thing. We're afraid of not being healthy.
你知道今天告诉你这个是健康，过五年就这个是致癌的。
Today someone says this is healthy for you. In 5 years, maybe this will be labeled
carcinogenic. 你吃了五年，你知道吗？
You have eaten this for 5 years.
所以你就换一个吃另外一种。
And then you turn to another supplement.
又过五年说这是致癌的，你换了一种癌。
And then in 5 years it will say it's also carcinogenic.
你吃了这么二三十年之后，哇，几种的致癌的东西都在你身上。
And after 20 or 30 years, you have eaten so many different kinds of
carcinogenic. 因为我们都在追求以地上的事为念。
Because we're pursuing after what is of this earth.
所以我们的眼光都向世界的人所走。
Therefore, our perspective is the same as these people.
你知道我在香港有个妈妈，这个就说鱼肝油很好，我这鱼肝油很好嘛，对吧
？In Hong Kong, there is a mother who says that fish oil is good.
她两个女儿说她成天给她吃鱼肝油。Cod liver, 应该是
cod liver oil is good.
到有一天发现，她大女儿的肝差不多没用。
So one day, she found out her eldest daughter, her liver is no good.
你知道这妈妈有多后悔吗？
This mother was so regretful.
我一点没有要害我的孩子。
I was not trying to harm my daughter.
我就人家说有用，我就一直吃好啊。
Other people said this is good, so I used it.
他老二因为吃的比较少，这个怎么讲呢？这吃的年日比较少，所以啊有救。老我不知道后来变得怎么样了。
Her
老大变得怎么样
？Her second kid, because taking the supplement for
not that long,
so there was hope. But I don't know about the first child.
你要知道，圣经在那马太福音里面告诉我们，他天上的飞鸟也不种也不收，神养活他的。
In Matthew 6, we know that the birds of the field do not sow and do not toil, but God has kept them alive.
神说你们比飞鸟更贵重，难道我不照顾你吗？
God says, you are more precious than these birds. Will I not take care of you?
你在腓立比书刚刚我们读的这段话，
In Philippians, what we had already read,
他说这些人哈，如果专以地上为念的这些人，
These people who are only mindful of things of this world,
他说啊，这些人是基督十字架的仇敌。 Verse 18
These people are enemies of the cross.
他里面讲啊，他们专门以自这个他们的神就是自己的肚腹。
Their God is their belly.
满足自己的需要。
They are to satisfy their own needs.
那他们的以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
And their glory is in their shame.
他以为聪明，其实是愚拙的。
They think what is wise, but it is foolish.
说他的结局是沉沦的。
So the end is destruction.
这是很大很大的一个警告。
This is a great warning.
如果我们都以地上的事为念的话，
If we're mindful of things of this world,
结局必定是悲惨的。
The end is miserable.
所以我只提三件事，我们怎么能够那五个那种什么歪曲心思这些事情，我怎么能够，为什么会有这些呢？
So I mentioned three points. Why would we have all those five points of perverse mind, partiality, all that?
因为第一个，我放松我的心思。
Because first, we have relaxed our mind.
第二个，我活在肉体里。
Second, we are carnal.
第三个，我专以地上的事为念。
The third, we are mindful of things of this world.
我们逃不过这些事情。
Then we cannot escape these things.
所以我在哥罗西书里面提了一个。
In Colossians, it mentioned.
他说你要思念上面的事。
We need to be mindful of the things above.
我不知道你听了这句话啥感觉。
I don't know how you feel after you heard this.
我以前读的思念上面的事， how remote that is, 对吧？跟我差几千万里远的事。
So when I read, set your minds on things above, I felt like this is very remote, far from me.
那对我好像跟我无关，这神你的事，我的事，这个两个完全没有交叉点。
This has nothing to do with me. This is things of God, and for me, there is no intersection with this.
你要知道，这是神的话。他说，思念上面的事。
This is God's word. Set your mind on things above.
不要思念地上的事。
Not on things on the earth.
我们整天所想的是说，哎呀，我怎么进名校啊？我怎么，哎呦，忧虑一堆，我怎么走这些路
？Today we are thinking of all these things on this earth. We worry about these.
但主说，把你的心思摆在上面。
But the Lord says, put your minds on the things above.
你知道这句话，你要思念上面的事。
Here it says, put your mind on the things above.
他说你要倾向于天上的事。
To be leaning towards the things above.
要追求上面的事。
To pursue the things above.
你的心思应该是属天的，生活也应该跟天有关的。
Your mind should be heavenly, so your living should be of heaven.
你应该是关心神的事。
You should be mindful of God's things.
你应该关心神家的事。
You should be mindful of God's house.
你应该是关心神儿女的事。
You're mindful of God's people.
你会发现这会救我们不以地上的事为念。
This will save us from having set our minds on things.
我常常交通说我们要从上面看下来。
We often share we have to look from upward downward.
我们如果有个眼光从上面看下来，
If we look down from above,
我们很多的事情就能够看清楚。
Then we can see many things clearly.
我举过例子，好像在迷宫里面。
I have mentioned an example of being in a maze.
如果我们只在迷宫里面平面里面走，找不到出路。
If we're in a two-dimensional plane and looking at the maze, we cannot find an exit.
但是如果我们被吊起来到高空看下来，
But if we're lifted up and look from above,
我立刻可以告诉人在里面你怎么走就出来。
I can tell people who are still in the maze how to get out.
有人说我们这世界像一个大海一样。
Some people say that this world is like a great ocean.
我们都在里面就是拼命的划船。
We're in here and we're rowing.
如果我们能够够高的看下来。
If we're high above and we see, look
downward. 虽然平面看不到方向。
Even though we cannot see the direction from the plane.
但你够高的看下来，你就知道哪里是岸边。
But if you're high enough, that vantage point lets you see where is the harbor.
弟兄姊妹，这句话我们应该开始去思想。
Brothers and sisters, we should meditate upon this word.
什么叫做思念上面的事？
What does it mean to set your mind on things?
我们在这里常常讲了一句圣经节，叫做你要先求他的果与他的义。
We often mention the Bible verse, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness.
或者这句话能够帮助我们，什么叫做能够知道我们该走什么路？
Perhaps this verse can help us know what it means to walk on his way.
什么叫做神的果，神的义？
What is his kingdom and what is his righteousness?
这是关乎神的事。
This is what is of him.
你照着主的意思走，就是走他的义。
If you're walking according to his will, then it is his righteousness.
主耶稣在地上，他说，我以我父的事为念。
The Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, he said he is mindful of his father's business.
你发现圣经里面这个观念是一致。
You see that this thought is continued throughout the Bible.
最近 Sherry 在提醒我一件事情，就是说我们不能够随便讲我们今天我在地上有什么 career， 我有什么 career， 中文叫什么职业啊，职业。
Recently, Sherry reminded me that we cannot just say we have some career on this earth.
我们真正的 career， 我们真正的职业是侍奉神。
Our true career, our true vocation is to serve God.
因为我们信主，主呼召我们就是侍奉。
Because we believe Him and He called us to serve Him.
地上的所有的工作都是副业。
All the work that we have on this earth is but an avocation.
地上的工作是为养生的。
It is just to make a living.
但是我们专以地上的事为念，我不同了，我拼命在地上要赚越多越好。
So we are on this earth and we're trying to make as much money as possible.
当你这样过的话，你的心是没办法在想着天上的事。
If we live this way, then our minds cannot be set on things above.
所以弟兄姊妹，好好默想这句话，先求他的果与他的义，这些东西都要加给你。
So brothers and sisters, meditate upon this word. Seek you first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added onto you.
我们来翻到罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans 8.
第五、第六节
，verse 5 and verse 6，
因为谁从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，谁从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
我们刚刚讲到。肉体使我们的心思就偏了。
We have already mentioned that being carnal caused our mind to drift.
这里的解决就在罗马书第八章这里。
The solution is in Romans chapter 8.
他说你随从肉体的人就是因为你体贴肉体。
Here it says that those who follow the flesh is those who live according to their flesh.
然后第六节他说体贴肉体的就是死。
And verse 6 says, carnally minded is death.
没路的死了还有路吗？
There's no other way. If you die, there's no other way.
他说另外一个律就是你能够随从圣灵体贴圣灵的死。
the law is that if we can be mindful of the spirit, then we, if we're spiritually minded, then we're spiritual.
他说体贴圣灵乃是生命平安。
Spiritually minded is life and peace.
我们能够顺一直来够顺着圣灵而走。
If we can continue to be spiritually minded,
你发现肉体就被辖制了。
Then the flesh will be constrained.
肉体在控被主控制住。
The flesh will be controlled.
千万不要以为我能够把肉体全部从我身上 cast out.
Do not think that we can cast out completely our flesh.
没这条路的。
That is impossible.
因为当你离开主的时候，你的肉体又出现。
Because when we stray from the Lord, that our flesh manifests itself.
这叫属灵的路。
This is the spiritual way.
我们都想说啊，把他打了，你看我多，我像圣人，我又骄傲了，我要当权了。
So we want to just get rid of our flesh and now we're holy and we think we're very good and should have a position.
你发现神从来没做这条路的，没给我们这条路。
God has never opened this way for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们应该去主面前好好问主，帮助我能够成为一个属灵，能够成为一个顺服圣灵的人。
So we need to ask the Lord to help us be someone who is spiritually minded.
我们常常忧虑。
We are often anxious.
我们读一节圣经，腓立比书第四章。
We'll read from Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第六、第七节。
Philippians 4, 6 and 7.
我们很熟的圣经，他说应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
We're quite familiar with these verses. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus.
这里讲到我们的心思使我们忧虑，怎么办？
Here it says, if our minds cause us to be anxious, what should we do?
他在这里说，借着祷告、祈求、感谢，把这些忧虑带给主。
By prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, bring these requests to God.
弟兄姊妹，必须是真诚给的。
Brothers and sisters, this need to be sincere.
你讲讲是没用的。
If you just say it, it won't work.
你真的愿意，我真诚的把这些告诉我们的主。
If you can sincerely give these things to the Lord,
你发现剩下的是主做的。
Then you'll discover that the rest is God's work.
因为主在这里说，神会把一个出人意外的平安给你。
Then God will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding.
他给你这个什么叫做出人意外的平安呢？
What is a peace that surpasses all understanding?
他说，这个平安从哪来的？
Where is this peace from?
改变你的心思。
To change your heart, change your mind.
保守你的心思，不想歪掉了。
To guard your mind so that your mind will be guarded.
当你的心思不歪的话，你不会忧虑。
When your mind is guarded, then you will not be anxious.
只有当我们的心思已经偏出去了，你发现我们忧虑。
When our mind has drifted away, then we will start to worry.
当我们已经走在地上我们要走的路，我们的心思偏出去，我们就忧虑。
If we're walking the way of the world, then we will be anxious.
如果我们的心思能够想到跟主说，主你不是说飞鸟你都养吗？你说我比飞鸟都重，难道你不看重我？
If we can remember, Lord, didn't you say that you will feed the birds of the field and I am more precious, so you will feed me.
我们千万不要说主对我是严厉的。
Do not say to the Lord that you are severe.
我们只有对主是惧怕的。
We only have fear.
因为主讲过我是爱的。
Because he said he is love.
他绝对是爱我们。
He loves us.
所以我们今天要知道，我们千万不要说主你不爱我。
Do not say today, Lord God, you do not love us.
你只爱他。
You only love that person.
你不爱我。
You do not love me.
你要一直有一个心思，我知道我的主是爱我的。
You need to have this thought. You know that God loves me.
以致我不让仇敌来的心思进到我的思想里面。
So that the thoughts from the devil will not enter into our thoughts.
我想我今天要停在这里了。
Today I need to stop here.
我本来下面还有一大段的要提到的，我知道这个原则，我怎么做得到？
I originally have still half left to talk about if we know this, what shall we do?
我这个没时间讲了。
We do not have time.
主愿意，我们下次再谈这个。
If the Lord is willing, we'll mention this next time.
但是我要希望弟兄姊妹要很认真的想到，我们的心思是一个战场。
Brothers and sisters, but I want you to be very careful. Our mind is a battlefield.
为什么这个他说我们是坚固的营垒？
How come there is a strong fortress?
那保罗写着，哥林多后书写着，第一个攻破，第二个夺回。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians to conquer and to win back.
哇，这很难哎。
This is very difficult.
你要知道为什么有两步，要攻破再夺过来。
Why are there two steps to first conquer and then to win back?
你要知道心思是非常影响今天基督徒的成长的一个地方。
Because the mind is something that really hinders the growth of Christians today.
所以我希望我今天只交通了很简单交通了三个点。
Today I very simply shared 3 points.
我们不要放松我们的心思。
We do not want to relax our mind.
我不约束我的心思，我的心思就游走了。
If we do not constrain our mind, then it will wander.
我们要很正视我们的肉体。
We need to pay very much attention to our flesh.
不要说，哎，大家都是肉体。
Don't say, everybody is flesh.
我也行
了。Yeah, it's okay.
记得，这是神的家。
This is God's house.
神不容许我们整天在发肉体。
God does not allow us to always be carnal.
神要我们不要一直做婴孩。
God does not want us to stay and be babes.
神要我们能够成为一个能够顺从圣灵的人。
God wants us to be someone who is spiritually minded.
那我们可以就不被这些心思影响了。
Then we will not be affected by these mindsets.
那第三个是不要以地上的事为念。
The third, not to be mindful of the things of this world.
世人只有这个。
This is the only thing that the people of this world have.
我们是天上的子民。
That we are citizens of heaven.
求主救我，能够开始思念上面的事。
May the Lord save me that I might be mindful of the things above.
开始思念上面的事，你就看神怎么带你在地上的生活。
Once you are mindful of things above, then you will see how God leads you on your daily life on this earth.
好，我们今天就到这里，我们一起有点祷告。
We'll have a word of prayer and conclude here.
主，我们在这里把我们自己交在你的手中。
Lord, here once again we put ourselves into your hands.
主，求你怜悯我们。
May you have mercy on us.
真的求你可怜我们。
May you have mercy on us.
我们常常以地上的事为念。
We are often mindful of things of this world.
主，周遭的事情影响我们太厉害。
Our circumstances affect us so much.
所以主啊，我们求你救我们，就救我们到底。
Lord, so since you saved us, we ask that you save us to the uttermost.
主啊，你说你要保守我们的心怀意念。
You say that you will guard our hearts and minds.
主啊，求你帮助我们把我们所要的都告诉你。
May you help us to give you everything we want.
给我们能够经历什么叫做出人意外的平安。
That we may experience what is this peace that surpasses all.
说给我们正面好好来寻求你的果与你的义。
That we can truly pursue after your kingdom and your righteousness.
我们来经历，说你是信实的主。
That we can experience your faithful Lord.
的确是爱我。
Indeed, you love me.
使我们真的在这里，我们能够起来爱你。
So that we can also rise up and love you.
纪念这里每一个人。
May you remember every single one of us here.
带我们前面走着属天的路。
Bring us on this heavenly way.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.